This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Brian, we had this organization and their great event on the show a year ago, I believe, mm-hmm. and it was what a cool event. I'm really looking forward to catching back up and seeing what they're up to this year.
Yeah, it should be a good conversation.
I think this year is their silver anniversary, so that's very cool. We'll talk about that too. We're joined by Joan Plunkett. She's the past president of the Sandy Springs Society and now the advisor of Tossed Out Treasures. Joan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. Big night tonight, so I appreciate you stopping by and sharing some information on Tossed Out Treasures with us. Before we go there, though, however, quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background and give us an overview of the Sandy Springs Society.
The Sandy Springs Society is an organization of women that was formed to help the heritage Sandy Springs. And our mission is to improve the life in Sandy Springs. The society started with 15 women that came together and they asked for friends. We had a charter group of 100 members. We now have 308. These are all volunteers. We raise money just for the Sandy Springs area. And 100% of what we raise goes back to the community. Mm. We don't keep anything.
I don't know. Can you improve this living? It's a pretty great place to be.
It's a great place to be, but there are a lot of people in need in Sandy Springs. And they come to us one time a year, and we have a philanthropic committee, and we send people out and interview these organizations and see where the greatest need is. And then we allot them money. Last year, we gave away $190,000.
Wow.
We have raised in our 27 years just a little short of $3 million.
That's unbelievable.
And it's all volunteers.
So you do your research. That's good.
We do our research. We ask them to apply. We have a grant application. Mm-hmm. And then we send the committee out to each organization. And they look at the committee. First of all, we see how they serve Sandy Springs. Mm-hmm. And then we decide what amount of money. We can't give to everybody, but we have helped a lot of groups.
Sure. So let's talk about the event that's going to raise all this money, Tossed Out Treasures. Tell us about it.
Well, it's one of our largest fundraisers, and this is like a giant market. And it started, it's sort of interesting, it started with members just coming together, and we brought everything that we needed to clean out the house. And then we all bought each other's things. Took them right back home. And then the next year, you brought them back. Mm-hmm. So it's grown now. And last year, at our it's a two-day event. We have a preview party on Thursday night that's a paid event. You can come for $35 and you can get in the sale early. You have dinner and wine and you can buy the treasures that night. Or you could come back. It's a free event Friday and Saturday. And you can come in and shop that day. And we raised last year in the two-day event, and not counting the preview party, $105,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
So we have a lot. It's beautiful. And this year we have the old Marshall's building on Roswell Road. And we set up showrooms like China and Silver or the men's cave or men's clothing or toys or books or antiques. We have a giant garage. The men always love to go back there and check that thing out. And people just come in. They love the event. The showroom's beautiful the first night it opens. So all the girls that are volunteer work for hours getting these showrooms ready. And they look beautiful, and we're proud of it.
So tonight is the preview party, that's paid.
Yes.
And the ticket again is how much?
$35 at the door.
And then the actual event tomorrow and Saturday is free.
It is free.
Okay, so what I learned last year is that the preview party is where it's at, because that's where all the good stuff's still there.
A lot of things. I mean, people come in. We have people at the door just waiting to get in. I remember the very beginning because I was on the first year it started, and I've worked every year, but we always had this man from Alabama and his truck. He would come like 3 o'clock in the afternoon waiting for that preview party and have a truck waiting to go in and load it down. I had a lady that comes from Savannah. She heads into all the designer clothing.
Oh my goodness.
And she in the jewelry, she is in there. She flies with the doors open and gets her things. And they're really smart because we do have treasures. We try to do more upscale market. We ask that people, and we do get our donations from the community. Mm-hmm. It used to be just our members, and we were buying each other, but it's not that. I mean, now we have a lot of the community people that want to help us, and we get some really nice treasures.
Well, I was going to ask how you got the treasures, but what types of treasures do you collect?
Everything. I'm just thinking about in my mind going around the showroom, but we have women's clothing and a lot of it is designer. Mm. We have children's area with toys and books and games and clothes. We have a china and crystal area that's beautiful. We have a men's cave that's everything in there that men would love to shop. So that thing is really sold out in a day. And then we have men's clothing. We have appliances. We have a craft area. We have a huge kitchen area. We have a book area and beautiful art, usually.
That sounds great.
And then we have one whole section that now some of the people from these stores, they're overstocked items. They send it. So we have a new section.
Wow.
Everything brand new still in this package.
Nice.
So that's a nice area. And then a home decor area and huge area for furniture. All kind of furniture.
Well, next time I ask you what you don't have, that'll be an easier question.
I think we have about everything that you might find.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. All right. Joan Plunkett will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. And we're back with Joan Plunkett with the Sandy Springs Society and Tossed Out Treasures.
Gosh, you know, it sounds like such a great way to give back to the community. And I'm just sitting here wondering, where do all these proceeds that are gained from Tossed Out Treasures, where do they go?
Well, our philanthropic committee goes and interviews all these grant requests to see where they go. And then we determine where it's most needed. And one year, I know that we gave money to the fire department for them to buy all the infrared cameras.
That's cool.
Which was great because they didn't have it for a fire when they could locate people in houses that were burning. And
so you save lives, too.
We saved lives. I think I'm proud of that. One year.
You gave a bus to someone, didn't you, once?
What?
Didn't you give a bus?
We gave a bus to the Sandy Springs Mission. And that was, I think, really a good thing. Riverwood High School Foundation made a request that in the back of their big auditorium, we buy these big shells that reflect the sound so the children, when they're doing concerts, they don't really have a facility that's just very good for sound, and so it would reflect back into the audience. And they were so proud. I went last year, they were thanking us for it, and they were just so happy. So it's great. We've given to programs for children that are latchkey kids and after school. There were a lot of requests for help with these programs. We've given to a lot of people that need help. And like it was one, I remember in English speaking classes for people who in our community, we have a lot that needed help and we financed that. We've given to the Meal on Wheels. I could tell you 30 minutes organizations that we've given to that we feel happy that we've helped.
And as you said at the top of the show, about $3 million worth of gifts to the community. So that's life-changing.
Yes.
That's great stuff. Now, it's been 25 years you've been doing this. This is your solar anniversary. So talk about that a little bit and doing anything special for that. And you've touched on during the conversation how the event's grown over these years. Any other thoughts on your silver anniversary?
Well, I think we don't really dwell on celebrating on something like this. The celebration comes that we all work together. And when you think of 300 women that volunteer, they love to work this sale and they get together and it's the camaraderie of meeting a lot of new people in the community that you don't really come in contact with and work together every day. They work hours. I work a lot more hours there doing things, scrubbing the floor, keeping the bathrooms clean, the facility, or setting up showrooms than we do at our home because it's a great pride and be able to give back.
Absolutely.
And we will laud that it's the 25th anniversary, but there'll be no special celebration. We'll just try to do a much better sale so we'll make a lot more money so we can give back. That's our thank you.
Sure. So for a first-timer like myself, who's considering going, are there any tips for people, what they should wear, what they should do, things like that?
It's just casual. Come on in.
Yeah.
I would look at the map at the top and head toward the men's area or the sports area or the fitness area.
Sure, yeah.
And I think you'll find something there. Everybody walks out the door with something.
Okay. And great stuff. So we talked about the preview party. That's when all the choice stuff is still there. So
yes.
That's an important tip. What happens when the event's coming to a close? Is there any discounting?
Yes. On Saturday at 3 o'clock, we will go half price. And then the hour before the end of the sale, around 4 or 5, we do our brown bag sale. You can come and buy a brown bag for $1, and everything you can get in it is yours.
Nice.
I like that. And we have people that you won't believe what they can get into a bag.
You wouldn't be surprised. Me thinks so. There's probably not much left at that stage of the day, yeah?
It's really, it was so well attended last year. It was getting really down to the not many things left.
But that's a great problem to have. So yeah. Talk about the facility itself. And I understand someone helped make that possible.
We have always gone every year to ask people who own these shopping centers, look, will you help us? And we have some great people, real estate people that are very willing. This year is a new company that's come in called Stream Realty. And they have given us the old Marshall's building.
Hmm.
And it's huge. It's a wonderful facility.
16,000 plus square feet.
16,000, I think 500 square feet. And they're not charging us anything for it.
That's
I think
great.
We probably pay the utilities, but it's such a gift. And it's just for the goodness of the hearts of other people like this company that's really interested in supporting Sandy Springs. And that's what we needed. You know, Atlanta's a big place, but when you have your little area like Sandy Springs, you wanted to all work well together, and we have that now.
Yeah. And some other standard sponsors, Northside Hospital and the City
Hospital
of Sandy Springs.
Has always been wonderful about supporting the Sandy Springs Society. We really couldn't keep going without Northside Hospital. They've really been fine to us. And the City of Sandy Springs gave us a grant this year, helping us, because it really cost quite a lot to put on an event like that. I think that this year we rented 170 tables, and if you see what that cost is, it's huge. But the City of Sandy Springs is really kind with a grant, and that's sort of helping us a lot with the things that we do have to pay for to make this happen. And like I said, we give 100% back. So we have to pay for what we need to pay for, but we want to make a lot to give back to the area.
Yep.
So what about parking situation? Is there a place?
This is a nice big parking lot.
Yeah.
Some of the tenants are gone now because they're getting ready to renovate the center.
Mm-hmm.
So parking is really good. It's a little testy because you're coming down Roswell Road. You have to be careful, especially during traffic time. I mean, I would hope they would do it again, but the police department from Sandy Springs last year was sort of kind about sending another policeman out on the traffic area. I don't know if they'll do it this year. It'd be nice if they would.
Mm-hmm.
But we do hire 2 policemen for security inside.
All right. Good stuff. Well, you have to get going because you got your preview party tonight. Before I do let you go, though, how can people contact you, Joan, should they have questions? And where can they learn more about both the society as well as Tossed Out Treasures?
There's a website called sandyspringssociety.org. They can go on that. Everything's listed. Our grants, who we give to, who we are as a society, our mission statement, everything tells about us. I'm really proud of our organization.
Outstanding. You also have a presence on Facebook. Sandy Springs Society has a page as well as Tossed Out Treasures.
We do.
Plenty of information and photographs there, I suspect.
That'd be great if they would see that.
All right. Joan Plunkett, a past president with the Sandy Springs Society and the current advisor with Tossed Out Treasures. Joan, great to have you. Good luck tonight. Good luck with the event. Appreciate your fine work for the community.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps up this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Joan Plunkett, my co-host Brian Nonny, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.